Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we're continuing the halachas of Bishul. We spoke in the earlier shurim, there's a kli rishon, a kli sheni, a kli shishi. The main difference between a kli rishon and a kli sheni is that by a kli rishon, the walls are hot as well as the thing inside the pot. Masha'enki, when it comes to a kli sheni, there the walls of a kli sheni are not hot. And when you put the hot food into kli sheni, it automatically is cooler than the kli rishon because the walls cool it off. The Shaila the Paiskim talk about is, what's the status of a ladle? Is a ladle considered a kli sheni? For example, you're taking soup out of a soup into your soup bowl. Is your soup bowl a kli sheni? Because kli rishon is the soup pot, and your soup bowl is a kli sheni. Or maybe your soup bowl has din of a kli shishi. It's even better. Why? Because the ladle could be considered as a kli sheni. So you have the soup pot as kli rishon, the ladle is kli sheni, and your soup is kli shishi. Now, why would you say that the ladle is not a kli sheni? It's a kli sheni. It's a second vessel. The answer is, since I stick the ladle into the soup, the walls of a ladle get hot as well. So it's a little bit similar to a kli rishon because the walls are hot. It's not a regular kli sheni. So this is what Paiskim talk about. It's a big machlokes. And we go lechumra to a certain extent to consider it still a kli rishon while it's in the ladle. And therefore, my soup bowl is only considered a kli sheni. And if you want to put it something that's not cooked, that's kali abishal, that's something that cooks easily into the bowl of soup, it should be a problem because it's good a kli sheni. But there are certain instances where you'll go lekula. For example, the Mishmura says that we're makbid not to put bread into a kli sheni. Why? Because we're worried of bishal achafia, cooking after baking. But in a kli shlishi, that would be mutter. That's the Mishmura says. A kli shlishi, it's mutter because it's only a chumra, the din of bishal achafia. So what happens if you use a ladle? So a lot of Paiskim say, if you use a ladle, the soup will be considered a kli shishi. For example, if you want to be machmir on croutons and say it's bishul achafia, putting croutons into the soup is bishul achafia. It'll be mutter if you use a ladle, because for that, you could be soimech that a ladle is considered a kli sheni to make it into a kli shishi in order so I can put croutons into the soup without a problem. There's only one exception to that. If the soup is on the fire, actually on the fire, you put the ladle in there, so then l'kuli alma, that ladle will be considered a kli rishon, because it's like the ladle is actually on the fire, and that's why it would be worse. So that's the din of a ladle. So coming out of a ladle, l'chumra, you can't consider it mamash a kli sheni, but there are instances where you could use it as a kli sheni. For example, you want to put bread into your soup. Now, there's another thing, another chumra. It's called dava gush. Because we said that a kli sheni, the reason why a kli sheni is not as hot as kli rishon is because the walls make it cooler, because the walls are not hot. But the thing is that we have a dava gush, which means a solid food, there, it doesn't need the walls to hold the food. And therefore, the walls will not cool it off. For example, you take a piece of potato kugel, which is boiling hot. By taking it out of the pan and putting it onto your plate, it will not be considered kli sheni. Because there, the kli does not have an effect on it to cool it off. It won't cool it off as much as liquid. Liquid goes to another keli, the walls are touching it and cools it off. Masha'enki, a piece of potato kugel, the walls will not cool it off. And therefore, the Mishmura says, we have to be machmir, that kol zman, this dava gush, this potato kugel, is boiling hot, you have to consider a kli rishon. You can't put uncooked spices onto this piece of potato kugel because it's a dava gush and it's considered like a kli rishon. And that's what we have to be machmir. Now, what happens if the dava gush is in liquid? For example, a chalent has some parts that are solid, some parts that are liquid. So they are ready to paiskim ha-mekel and say that it's called a kli sheni, because since that has liquid surrounded by liquid, and liquid gets cooled off by the walls, therefore that could be considered a kli sheni. That could be considered a kli sheni, even though it's a dava gush. So what we learned today was two things. First of all, about a ladle, and ladle l'chumra, you can't consider a kli sheni. And we learned about dava gush, that a dava gush, even if you put it into a second vessel, it still has a status of kli rishon. Why? Because it retains its heat, since there are no walls that cool it off. Have a great day, everyone.